17 penalty minutes the whole year. This year he's got 21, and really this weekend, 17 of them came on this weekend alone. And I'm not saying he was targeted by a little bit, but you know, he's not the type of player that number one takes penalties, number two that says a lot. So, you know, unfortunate for Shane, and you know, we missed him obviously when we had to go down to 5D, and but our guys did a great job killing off that penalty.
The Huskies go on the power play late in the game. Sean Walker gets a cross-checking call at the 14:49 mark. We need one to get that insurance goal, and we got it.
Oh, what a hip check. Oh, my goodness. Knocked down on the play was Lucchini. He gets back up. Penalty coming up against the... Let's go!
Again, seemingly nothing going on as far as a scoring opportunity, but a quick little wrist shot from the point by Matt Roif. Again, second time this season, same spot, found its way through.
Well, it did, and I like your call on Lucchini there getting hip-checked. I mean, that's that'll be replayed and replayed and replayed. That's a classic hip-check. You used to see that all the time, and you know, it was a nice hip-check by their player, and Jake set himself up for that. We had some good laughs with Jake about it. I'm glad he didn't get hurt because he really landed on his head
right
there.
Right on his head.
Yeah, you know, he went right over, you know, completely right over, and land on his head. So, but he got up and played, and a big goal for us, obviously. Matt Roy, good job. You can see the importance of getting shots through from the point. The way the game is played now, teams collapse five guys so tight to the net, and even on the PK, four guys. So it's hard to get any open looks from there, and the perimeter's open. So when you get the puck on the perimeter or the offensive blue line, you have to try and get that puck through in traffic at the net. And we did, and that was a huge goal in the game for us.
So let's go back to the hip check. Because for those who didn't see it, it's so rare you see one so dramatic these days. It was a perfect hip check, and I don't remember who the defenseman was, if it was
it might have been Walker, Friedman, possibly.
Walker or Polkamp,
yeah,
I think it was. But anyway, so what could Lucchini have done better to not set himself up so much for something?
Well,
like
he could have chipped the puck by the player. Mm-hmm. He could have felt the pressure coming there and went inside with the puck. But you know, Jake had his head down, and you know, and he's right against the boards there, and. Like I said, he just set himself up, put himself in a bad position, and was going to try and squeeze through, and obviously there's no room. But, you know, that's a lost art in hockey. And, you know, I remember a guy my dad played with, a guy named his name was Ball, and he used to go right after, you know, hit that hip, have Terry Ball, he had this great hip check, and he would you know, go, it was low a lot of times, though, and you know, right by those guys' knees and whatnot, and people didn't like it, but he really did it in the open ice. So anyway, it was a good check by their player, huge goal by our team, and at that point, you know, you thought you could rest easy, but we make it difficult. We make it hard on ourselves here the last few minutes.
Yeah, Chris Liebinger gets a tripping call at the 17:58 mark, but again, we're able to hold him off, and Jamie Phillips again was sensational in the win.
Held in at the point here by the Falcons, a shot through, rebound is there, two saves and another save, and it went wide of the net. Jamie Phillips, unbelievable, able to make the stop, and finally cleared out by the Falcons. Burks went down, Jackson trying to find it, has to make a play, here's a shot, save by Phillips, went behind him, loose puck, and he's on top of it for the whistle. Oh, the Huskies almost gave up a goal there, but again, Jamie Phillips coming up big.
Jamie Phillips gets his eighth career shutout. That's a record for a Michigan Tech netminder, and 22 saves, but he had to make some big ones.
Well, he did, and like I said, once we got up 2-0, we thought, you know, three minutes left, we're in good shape, and then, you know, all of a sudden you take a penalty, and there's a little bit of 4-on-4 there, so they could pull their goalie and actually play 5-on-4, and it opens up a lot more ice on the rink. And what you want to do in that situation is stay on the ice. You don't want to give the opposition any more room. Yeah, especially in the offensive zone. But Jamie did a fabulous job, shut the door, and really happy for him. You know, when you look at the start of his career and where he was to where he is now, you know, he didn't play much his first 2 years here at Michigan Tech, and he's really worked hard and developed his game and become a real good goaltender. And, you know, he's going to set some records here at Michigan Tech. And we've had some great goalies over the 95 years that we played varsity hockey here. And Jamie's going to put his name in those books. And it's funny, we came in on Saturday, and he's talking with Coach Sean, and Joe says to him, well, you know, congrats, you know, 8 shutouts. And Jamie goes, well, I think I have nine. he said he thinks they miss one there somewhere.
Is that right?
So I'm going to have Zach Friedel, our sports information director, go back and see if he can, see if that's true. See if he can qualify that he does have nine. But anyway, he's been a big part of our team. He's playing extremely well. He gives our team a chance every night to win the hockey game, and you couldn't ask more out of him.
Very consistent shooting, I thought, Coach, on Friday night. We had 12 in the first period, 14 in the second, 15 in the third.
Yeah, we had a good game. I thought the third period we really clamped down and played well. Didn't give them much, and that's the key. And we're talking more and more about our defensive game, and I think we've seen that. I think we're playing much better than we were at the start of the year defensively. Less turnovers. Our forwards are doing a better job blocking shots. Our forwards are doing a better job getting the puck in deep. We're starting to find that identity and play like the team that we thought we would at the first couple of games. But it's taken us a little bit of time to get where we are now. But I really like our team. I really like a lot of things and how we're playing now, and very much more encouraged than I was maybe even 2 weeks ago.
Chris Snell, outstanding in net, as you said, 39 saves. Jamie Phillips with 22 and a shutout. Huskies were perfect on the penalty kill. Bowling Green 0 for 5 on the power play with 4 shots on goal. Huskies were 1 for 4 on the man advantage with 7 shots on goal. And win the special teams, you win the game, and that's what we did.
Well, that's one of the keys. Most nights when you do win the special team battles, you're going to win the hockey game. And you just look around college hockey and scores, and even the NHL, and you look at the power plays and penalty kill, and it's really, I don't know, someone should do a study on this, maybe for their thesis paper or something, how important it is to win the specialties. You think someone would accept that, Dirk?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you can
but
do
anyway.
A thesis on anything.
Oh, days. Sure. But yeah, you probably can. But I think it really goes to show that how important that is. And we're doing a good job. Obviously Friday night was better than we did the next night. But overall, I really like our special teams. And I think we've got two power play units now that can score. And, our so-called second unit, and I don't look at them as a second unit, has scored some big goals for us, the last few weeks. So as we go forward, we have to continue to get better there. And the one thing you have to do is make sure you're taking less penalties, especially on the road. We've got 4 road games coming up here, so we're going to have to try and stay out of that penalty box as much as we can.
All right, we'll take a break. The Huskies win it on Friday night by a score of 2-0. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. Get your questions in. It's DJ@themix93.com.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday 2 till 7 and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials plus $1 off your favorite appetizers like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
More questions coming in for Coach Pearson, and we'll address those questions a little bit later on in the show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Right now, let's go to Saturday night's game, Michigan Tech and Bowling Green. The Huskies ranked 20th, Bowling Green 15th in the nation, and we score first. Didn't get the start we had Friday night on Saturday night.